It's when you allow darkness into your home that Satan gets power. Darkness comes through anger, through dirty movies. You think you're sitting relaxing, watching some filthy movie with those sex scenes. The sex scenes maybe come only for 5 seconds. But that 5 seconds will remain in your mind for 50 years. Not the rest of the movie. You'll forget the rest of the movie. That's a scheme of the devil. You open the door to the devil in your home through those filthy movies and then say, "Oh Lord, protect our home and our family from the devil." You've ruined your children with those things. We need to be alert. I don't believe the devil can enter the home of any child of God who lives under the headship of Christ, who believes that Satan was defeated on the cross and who can say to the devil, "You've got no right over me." I remember in my heart when it became clear to me, it says, if the Lord spoke to my heart, as you were living in fear of the devil all these years, from now on will the devil will be afraid of you. The tables are reversed. It's not just that I am not afraid of the devil. That's a good testimony. But that the devil will be afraid of you. James 4:7 says, resist the devil and he will flee. Not walk away. He will flee. Flee is even stronger word than run away. He will flee full speed. Who is the one who runs away full speed from you? Not a lion. A lion will come attacking you. But there are these little worms and things like that that would run away because they know that you're more powerful than them. The only one who runs away is one who feels that you're more powerful than them. If you feel the other person's more powerful than you, you'll run away. The devil will flee from you. As you were afraid of the devil until now, the devil will be afraid of you. This is how we are to live, and especially in relation to our families. So now let's go to Genesis chapter 1 and see God's plan for the family. In Genesis chapter 1, we read, God made man in his image. He never made the angels in his image. From the beginning of time, God never made anyone in his image except the human race. The angels do not have God's image. They have many other abilities, physical abilities, mental abilities, but no angel can be a child of God. No angel can look up to God and say, Father, Daddy, only human beings. It's a tremendous privilege. Some of these things we take for granted. We got to see what an honor and a privilege it is. Even the Old Testament prophets did not have it. It was possible only after Christ died and the Holy Spirit could come in. So it says here, God's original plan was that Adam and Eve should grow up as his children. He made them in his own image. And we read in Genesis 1 and verse, first of all, we read on the sixth day, he first made the animals. He made the fish and the birds and all on the fifth day. He could have made the animals also on the fifth day, but he did not. To teach man a lesson. On the sixth day, the first part of the sixth day, we read in Genesis 1:24, that he made the animals who live on the earth. And then the second part of the sixth day, he made man and woman to rule over these animals and all the birds and the fish. And then we read in Genesis 2 verse 7 that God breathed into Adam before he was created the breath of life. So Adam was just a clay model of a man, perfect in every way, all the internal organs, everything there. What was missing was a spirit. When God breathed into man, it was not only that he began to breathe, but it says he became a living soul. That means he didn't just have a soul, he was a living soul. It means he had a spirit. Man is body, soul, and spirit. And that spirit, the deepest part of us, came through the breath of God. And in that spirit, we have a very important part of it called the conscience. The conscience that immediately tells you that you have sinned, even if you won't acknowledge it. You know in your heart, even when you profess before people that you don't feel you've done anything wrong, Your conscience keeps telling you, you have done something wrong, and you can't silence that voice. That's the voice of God. You ignore it, and you'll be lost eternally. Listen to it. Listen to it. Even after you're born again, let your conscience become more and more sensitive. To lose sensitivity in the conscience is like getting spiritual leprosy. It's like losing sensation. Lepers don't have any sensation in their skin. And when you lose sensation in your conscience, you're pretty much on your way to hell. You need to repent and come back to God and say, Lord, make my conscience more sensitive. One mark of spiritual growth is being sensitive in your conscience. That is one of the most important things to prevent Satan from attacking our family. That's why I'm emphasizing it here. Husband and wife need to have a sensitive conscience. As soon as you have spoken an angry word to each other or one to the other, your conscience will tell you immediately. You may not acknowledge it. You may be too proud to acknowledge that you got angry with your husband. You got angry with your wife. You spoke a rude word. That was not kind. The way you expressed it, you can, maybe clever man that you are or woman that you are, you can say, no, I didn't mean that. But your conscience tells you, keep your mouth shut. You know it was wrong. Listen to that voice. You can preserve your family. Listen to that voice when you're watching a dirty movie. Listen to it, unless you want to destroy yourself and your children and your whole family. The voice of conscience, God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. He got a spirit, a conscience. And why did God make animals the first part of the day and man the second part of the day? Teach man one lesson. Animals have got eyes, ears, nose, four limbs. We have two hands and two legs. Animals have got four legs. Four limbs. Animals have got four legs. We got two hands and two legs, but four limbs. And then the internal parts of the animal are very similar to the internal parts of man. In fact, the other day you read about a pig's heart being transplanted into a man, and the man could live. So there's a lot of similarity between the internal organs of an animal and a man. But the Lord was saying, there's one thing that distinguishes man, which no animal has, conscience. The awareness of God. That's why you see animals, every animal in the world is always looking down. You never find an animal looking up. No dog, no cow looks up. Always down, down, down. But as man has been created to look up, that he belongs to God. We have the power to look up. And the Bible says God is the lifter of our head in the Psalms. And when a man is looking down, down at money and earthly things all the time, he has come to the level of an animal. I'm not saying you've got to lift your head up, but in your spirit, there must be an upward look. That shows that you're a human being. And what God was saying was that if you neglect your conscience, it's very easy for you to sink to the level of an animal, because remember, the animals were created on the same day as you. And the only thing that distinguishes you is your conscience. You neglect that and you're down to the level of an animal. That's why the animals were created on the same day as man, to teach man that lesson. Only one thing distinguishes you from the animals, your conscience. That's what will make you walk with God. You neglect that and you're just like an animal. And you'll behave like an animal, you'll behave. That's why you find so many, even in Christian homes, husband and wife, behaving like two dogs, barking at each other. Yes, they've sunk to the level of animals. So that's the first thing we see. Danger.